Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on 630 Chad.
Well, that's indeed what it is, my young friend. Just three games in the NHL tonight. Blue Jackets lead the Jets 2-0 early in the second. Late in the second period, Predators up 2-0 on the Islanders. And a game which has featured a couple fights. Jeff Merrick was telling you about them. Senators and Rangers now 1-1 in the first minute of the third period. The Raptors trail the Nets with about 7 minutes left in the third quarter. Brooklyn up 77-59 in that game. And, of course, the Oilers and the Canadiens tomorrow on 6:30, Ched, 3:30 for the face-off show. The game will start at 5, and the Canadiens are one of the surprising stories this season. To tell us why, from Global Montreal, it is Brian Wild checking in. Brian, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you for the welcome. I am doing sensationally. The Montreal Canadiens are way better than expected. And way more entertaining than expected. I thought this was going to be, Reed, just a year that it would just be 82 games of boredom. So this is just fantastic.
Well, to me, that's one of the stories of the season. Like, maybe the headline is Montreal Canadiens, not a doormat. And you're right.
Yeah.
And Brownie and I were talking about it last night. I mean, obviously, we're not like you where we've seen every Canadiens game, but when we have them on, or, you know, they're the first half of a doubleheader before the Oilers are on. And Rob and I have often said, like, they're fun to watch, even if they don't get the victory. They play games that have a lot of action, and some of their guys are dangerous. Their record is perfectly respectable at this point. What's a key or two for you that's allowed them to hang right in there so far?
Well, when you mentioned that that they're fun to watch, one of the sentences that head coach Martin Saint-Louis repeats all the time is, I want them to play free. I want to teach them how to play free. He likes to say a sentence that goes a little bit like this. I don't teach them to play with the puck. That's the present. I teach the four others that don't have the puck. That's the future. And so, you know, he's really a cerebral coach. And when he says he wants them to play free, it means that defensively you get some errors, but offensively you get some fun. And so it's allowed Kirby Dach to basically start to live up to the potential that made him the third choice overall and make that trade look like an absolute theft. It's allowed Cole Caulfield, who was struggling under Dominic Ducharme and getting, you know, press boxed, to suddenly be a guy on pace for 46 goals. And it's allowed Nick Suzuki to continue to develop. So you have those three to form one line that is, you know, statistically one of the best lines in the league in terms of points. And then you got the kid from Edmonton coming home, who's been sensational, Caden Gooley. And so those have been the keys. That one line, and four rookie defensemen not looking like rookie defensemen.
And I love how you summed up San Luis' attitude. And that's really incredible, Brian, because let's face it, that move last year was an eye roller, to say mm-hmm. the least. Perhaps one that was openly mocked and laughed at on the other end.
Yeah, peewee coach.
Yeah.
Peewee coach, right?
Yeah.
Where do you coach now? Well, I'm coaching some peewees. Oh, okay. Good choice. You know, well, we got a lot of peewee coaches in our town. Why'd you take a foreigner if you were looking for a peewee coach? Just head down to the Doug Harvey Arena in the neighborhood. You know, so yeah, crazy. Working out though.
So is he focused on the attitude over the tactics, or is that downplaying maybe his tactical knowledge of the game?
Oh, no, he's very tactical. Yeah, he's very tactical. But he is also very supportive, too. You know, I mean, it's just really interesting to listen to him speak. Like, you know, I, a lot of my years were under Claude Julien, who, you know, I got a ton of respect for, and he was really super to me through the years. But he was old school in terms of, like, if you made a mistake, then you were going to ride the pine. And that was it for you for a while. But like Martin Saint-Louis, for instance, Caden Gooley had a big gaffe early in the season. where it just lost the puck. It's just something that happens, right? And so we earlier in the year were like getting ready to question, thinking, okay, well, we're just going to pounce here, right? We're just going to pounce on this rookie and get some really solid sound bites about how hard it is for kids to develop. And, you know, he immediately said, I'm not going to criticize him for that. I mean, that's a one-off. Whatever happened to him isn't going to happen to him again. I walked up to him instead and said, listen, kid, we get unlucky when we play the game, you know, and I'm still using Martin St. Louis' voice here. I hope it's clear. And so don't worry about it and just press on. And like, he didn't miss the shift and he grew in confidence. So yeah, like he's cerebral in terms of tactics, but you know, there's a scenario where you lay out too, that also he's really a player's coach and he helps them to flourish with the attitude that he brings. So I've never been more impressed with a coach, actually. And that's, you know, I've been doing this 40 years.
Wow, that's saying a lot. Yeah, geez, that's amazing.
Yeah, they should be terrible, Reed. You know, they've got what? No, but seriously, they should be terrible, right? I mean, I think eventually when it's all said and done, they're still in a rebuild phase and they're going to trade some guys and they'll eventually get to terrible, I think. But right now they're two games over 500, which is around where you guys are. Yep. And you've got Connor McDavid. You know what I mean? So they're really punching above their weight class right now. And I don't know how long it's going to last, but for what they've achieved, I think a lot of it has to go to what the coach is getting out of. Like, they've got four rookies on the blue line. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster in the NHL.
Yeah.
Not what's happened so far.
Yeah. Yeah, that is amazing. That's a good point. Brian Wild joining us from Global Montreal, talking about the Montreal Canadiens. Juraj Slafkovský, the somewhat surprise first overall pick, I guess, depending on who you talk to from the summer. How's he been playing?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, like, his strength, of course, is his shot, but right now he's not shooting a lot because he's deferring. You know how rookies are, and when they defer, they like, oh, I got a chance here, but, you know, I'm a rookie, and those guys with me are veterans, and I better just pass it to Josh Anderson, and he could miss. So he defers a lot on the shot, and it needs to shoot a lot more. The other night, he must have had five clean looks, and he didn't shoot on any of them. Also, he had an opportunity to play the right point, and he crawled up the half wall, and he had a couple where he was getting a pass, and he could have one-timed for a 30-footer with a screen, which could have been successful. And both times, he looked to go cross-seam on a pass, and that can't be his game. Last night in Calgary, he showed blazing speed and beat Rasmus Anderson on about a 100-foot race to the goal, which really is shocking because he's a flame defender with some wheels. So that was really surprising because I didn't think he had that straight line speed. And he got off a good shot that hit the post. So that was great. And the weird thing, Reed, is the guy's 6'4", maybe 6'3", I'm not sure exactly, about 230. And you know what the weakest part of his game is? It's puck battling. He loses all of the puck battles. He has no idea because when he was younger, I mean, he just hit off all these junior kids, you know, like 4 inches smaller, like flies. You know, he just batted them away like they were little toys and children because they were. And now he's up against adults and he's realized that he's never had to actually learn how to win a puck battle against men. And so what he does is he separates himself from the puck way too much. He's got a long stick. He thinks he can just win it with an arm or a shoulder, and he's not getting his torso in any puck battles and he loses all of them. But on the overall, he might be the right choice. Like when it was made, Reed, I thought it was the wrong choice. I really thought Shane Wright was the right choice. I'm about 50-50 now. He's been better than I expected.
All right. And I'll end on a bit of a lighter note, Brian. Arbor Jacki. Wi-Fi,
yeah.
Best nickname of all time.
Yeah, best nickname of all time. Absolutely. The kid can throw him, eh?
What's that?
The kid can throw him.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Oh, he can throw punches. He's he's a hell of a fighter. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he fares in the long run because I think the big boys – I want a piece of him because he's trying to cut in on their reputation. He's pretty good at finding the net with his shots too. He's been, you know, one of those four rookies that's been a crazy surprise. Just we'll see how it goes, because I think Connor McDavid is, you know, going to try to do some exposing of those rookies. I'm really looking forward to the contest.
Yeah. Well, it's always fun when the Canadians come through town, because we're going to get the chanting going back and forth. I think some fans decide who they're cheering for about halfway through the second period, depending on how the game is going.
You know, because
there's still some, you know, old school Canadians fans who are newer school Oilers fans, I suppose is how I'll put it. So it's always a fun night. Hey, thanks for fitting me in, Brian. I know there's a lot going on, but enjoy the game tomorrow, man. And I hope we can talk again soon.
All right. Thanks for asking me.
Brian Wild from Global Montreal. Really interesting stuff there, especially on Marty St. Louis, I thought. Especially when he said that St. Louis says to players, or his philosophy is, I don't coach who has the puck. That's the present. I coach the four guys who don't have the puck. That's the future. I think that's a really cool way to look at things. All right. 7:16, Oilers and Canadians tomorrow. Oilers did not skate today, so we'll see what's going on at the morning skate. They're going to be out there around 9:15, 9:30. Oil Kings getting ready for a big game on Sunday, and some really cool things going on with the Oil Kings. We'll dive into that.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers. Go to jameshbrown.com.
Okay. Good to have you tuning in tonight. Aaron Grimes from your Edmonton Elks. The Elks have their fan appreciation sale tomorrow. Morley is going to be doing the Elks this week from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. here on 6:30 Chet from Commonwealth Stadium. So that'll be fun. Always good to catch up with Aaron Grimes. He's a great interview. And a lot going on with the Edmonton Oil Kings as well as we move into the holiday season. Daniel Troiani is their director of business operations. Daniel, you're on with Reed. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Reed. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's nice to hear from you. First of all, the Oil Kings partnering up with the United Way and the Coats for Kids and Families Initiative. Tell us a little about this and how the Oil Kings are going to help out.
It's one that we've, I think it's just our seventh season in partnership with them. And, you know, it's one we're proud of. Unfortunately, it's, you know, it sucks a little bit that it's a need, of course, but we're proud that we're able to help contribute to the cause. So anyone that comes down to our game this Sunday against the Regina Pats, if you bring a coat or any sort of winter accessory that's new or gently used, we're going to offer you two tickets per item to our New Year's Day game. So it's just an easy way for us to give back. And in the past, our fans have done a tremendous job of supporting it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this Sunday's game, you also have, well, I was going to say one of the highest profile players in the league coming to town, probably the highest. I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, you know, it's exciting to see the talent that's come through the WHL in the last 2 years. And obviously we had it with our team and a lot of high picks and pretty special player in Regina coming to town and Connor Bedard. So yeah, they're coming into town on Sunday. We have a good crowd so far, and we're excited to see what it'll finish up with. But it's also our family fun Sunday, so we're going to have a lot of activities on the concourse for the kids, and it's all for $20. So bring a coat, and you'll get yourself a couple free tickets to a New Year's Day game, where we're going to have some fireworks taking place in the post game.
Oh, nice! You got the indoor fireworks going on.
Yeah, we're going to do the pyro show, and you know, it's all cleared. We're excited. It's one that we've done it every year. Last year, we also did it on our family day game. It's just, you know, it's an easy way to add a little bit of value and something exciting for, you know, to ring in 2023.
Okay. And 6:30 Chet Santa's Anonymous, Teddy Bear Toss. Yeah. Is it next Saturday already?
It is next Saturday already, indeed. I know we were talking about it just the other day with Angel and the Santa's Anonymous team have done a tremendous job in the city. In our time working with them, of course, and even beyond that. But yeah, it's next Saturday evening, 7 o'clock start. We're hosting our Highway 2 rivals, the Red Deer Rebels. So again, we saw some lower bowl tickets still available, very limited in the lower bowl, but we know we're going to be well into the upper bowl based on our trajectory right now. And again, tickets for $20, come on down. All the bears that are going to be thrown are going to be supporting 6:30 Chet Santa's Anonymous. We also have the Brick that partners up with that event and selling Brickley Bears in support of the Stallers. So it's just, and on my humble opinion, it's one of the best events taking place in Edmonton every season. So we're excited to host it, and you know, we know the boys are already starting to figure out and maybe get some side bets as to who's going to score the goal, because there does come a little bit of pride with it.
Are you guys wearing the teddy bear jerseys, or is there something different for this year? Do we know yet?
We're going to be unveiling them on Wednesday. So we have our press conference on Wednesday at noon. You know, we're going to have a kind of that bear theme again is where I'll leave it. But it's actually one that over the years of the last couple seasons, it's been, you know, since it really caught fire for us in about 2018. But the best part about it is you can bid on a jersey on the concourse, and all the net proceeds are going to be also supporting 630 Ched Sandin's Anonymous. So it's bring a bear, sort as far as you can. I mean, I might be on the ice or a bunch of our staff, so use us as targets if you like, or, you know, if there's a, you know, if you want to hit one of the players. But the players get really involved. It's a lot of fun. Like, they start to jump into the bears. They collect it. It's a really cool engagement opportunity for the players and the fans. And got a bunch of videos that are taking place. Traditionally, we've always had a Christmas video going on. So, you know, we try our best to entertain them. That usually takes about 20 or so minutes to clean it up. And best part is we have some fans that have season seats around the glass that wear helmets, because they know that all the fans from the upper bowl and behind them are going to be throwing. So it's a spectacle. If you haven't seen it, come on down to Rogers Place for $20. It'll be a great event for the family.
It does look incredible, and I've been to Teddy Bear Toss games, and it's something to see. And it, just to remind people, if they bring a bear, you got to have it in a bag, right? In a plastic bag?
Yes, and we will have bags in the venue just in case you forget one. But, you know, we know plastic bags are kind of going away, so we'll have to maybe pivot on that at some point in the future, figure out plan B. But, yeah, bring it in a bag, because as they get thrown on the ice, if they're not in a bag, they start to collect moisture. And when they sit in the warehouse before they're able to distribute them, you know, there's just risk of them molding up. But again, they've done a great job, and we have the brick that'll be transporting them that night. So, you know, and get there early, because in some years we've scored really early in the game, and you know, we want everyone to participate.
Okay, so bring a coat this Sunday at 4, and then the teddy bears next Saturday at 7.
Exactly.
Okay. Daniel, appreciate it. I'll see you around the rink. If I don't see you sooner, I'll probably see you Wednesday at the jersey unveil. That'll be fun.
Sounds great. I look forward to seeing you. Thanks, Reed.
That is Daniel Troiani, Director of Business Operations for the Edmonton Oil Kings. They do a great job with the community, and obviously they help out 630 Ched Sandin's Anonymous a lot with the teddy bear toss. Aaron Grimes, Inside Sports, 630 Ched.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.